I'm Valerie Tarasik, and I'm the principal investigator of Proof. I want to talk about a paper that we've just recently published in the Canadian Journal of Public Health, looking at adults' food skills and use of gardens in relationship to household food insecurity in Canada. First of all, though, to define food insecurity for you, when I use that term, we're talking about the inadequate or insecure access to food due to financial constraints. Food insecurity is a serious health problem in Canada, affecting more than 4 million Canadians. It negatively impacts physical, mental, and social health, and it poses a substantial burden to our healthcare system because of its health consequences. But we also know that food insecurity can be reduced through policy interventions that improve households' finances. The reason we know so much about food insecurity now is in large measure because this problem has been monitored since 2005 on the Canadian Community Health Survey, so a large population survey conducted by Statistics Canada. With that survey, we're able to do things like track the prevalence of food insecurity over time and look at its relationship to health and to social policy decisions. One commonly held belief about food insecurity in Canada is that improving adults' food skills through programs like community kitchens and other community-based initiatives is one way to reduce food insecurity. The way the thinking goes is that people who are more skilled in shopping and cooking will be better able to manage with limited resources, and therefore they'll be able to avoid being food insecure. However, there's actually very little known about the relationship between food skills and household food insecurity in this country. The importance of the paper that we've just published is that it starts to fill that gap. In 2012 and 2013, the Canadian Community Health Survey added some questions about food skills and shopping behaviors, questions that were administered to about 10,000 participants each year. Those questions asked respondents about their food preparation skills, cooking ability, purchasing habits, and use of gardens to grow food. The addition of these questions to the Canadian Community Health Survey allowed us to see how Canadians are doing when it comes to food skills and to examine the relationship between people's food skills and garden use and their household food insecurity status. What we found might surprise you. We found that most Canadians have ample food skills, or at least that's what they report, with respect to food preparation and cooking. And adults living in food insecure households do not have poorer food skills than those living in food secure households. There's no difference with respect to food skills in relationship to household food security status. Compared to other Canadians, those in food insecure situations are just as likely to report doing things like adjusting recipes to make them healthier by reducing things like fat or sugar content. There were two instances, though, where we did find differences between adults in food insecure and food secure situations. One was with respect to shopping for food. Fewer than half of adults in food secure households said that they shopped for food on a budget, whereas almost all adults who reported household food insecurity said that they shopped using a budget. It's not surprising that so many adults struggling to cope with food insecurity would report careful budgeting. Food insecurity reflects a severe level of material deprivation. When there are insufficient resources, how those resources are allocated becomes increasingly important, and I think that's what we're seeing in these survey results. The other place where we found a difference between the food secure and the food insecure was with respect to gardening. Adults in food insecure households were much less likely to report using a garden to get food. This isn't surprising either, given the sociodemographic profile of food insecure households. The majority of people in this country who are food insecure live in urban areas, and most of them live in rental accommodations. So putting those two things together, most food insecure households likely have very little access to garden plots where they're able to grow or access food from gardens. When we look at the people who did garden for food, though, we could find no indication that gardening for food provided households with protection from food insecurity. This finding is consistent with other research that has documented the yield coming from home gardening. In Canada, the yield from home gardening is often quite low when it's considered in relationship to the total food needs of a household. In summary, this study revealed no evidence that the problems of household food insecurity in Canada are rooted in a lack of food skills. While interventions designed to increase food skills and promote gardening for food are important in reaching other public health goals like increasing fruit and vegetable consumption, Our findings suggest that such interventions are very unlikely to impact food insecurity rates in this country.